Blog Talk Radio. Hello, welcome to Pure Soul Alchemy with Gabriella. I'm Gabriella Espinosa, and I'll be taking us through a shamanic soul realignment process for the next 30 minutes. So find a nice, comfortable place where you can lay down, relax, and receive the session. Pure Soul Alchemy is a transmission of channeled shamanic healing technologies which restructure your creator source grid. Transformative operations and procedures are enacted for you while you comfortably relax. Through my perception and vocalization of the inner energetic grid, we are opened in ways which allow these technologies to come into our physical reality and enact change and on our behalf. There will be quite a few moments of silence as I'm delivering these processes. Simply rest into the silence during these times and receive the healing energies. Don't focus too much on what is being said. Just relax and let the transmission come through and work on you. To make a donation to the show, scroll all the way down to the bottom of the Blog Talk Radio Pure Soul Alchemy homepage and click the Show's Extras button. In your iTunes, search Pure Soul Alchemy with Gabriella and subscribe to the podcast for commercial-free listening to many healing episodes on various topics. This session will be available in the on-demand episodes portion of the Blog Talk Radio Pure Soul Alchemy show homepage. It's quite helpful to go back and listen again repeatedly to deepen the effect of the session and take the healing further. Today's show is a shamanic healing session to support you in healing self-sabotage. Self-sabotage can take many forms, and usually we don't even realize we're doing it. It can be unhealthy habits like smoking and compulsive shopping or compulsive eating. It can be even more serious patterns that destroy families, careers, and relationships. In this session, we will uncover and heal some of the underlying issues that fuel self-sabotaging behaviors. Before listening to this session, be sure to ponder the ways in which you find yourself self-sabotaging. Try to make contact with all those ways in which you self-sabotage that you're not conscious of. And these will be addressed in the session. So now allow yourself to notice any feelings or sensations that arise during our session. Allow your mind to watch, witness, notice where you have intense internal responses during the session, and give your higher self and spirit full permission to transform your inner planes of consciousness to what is real, true, beautiful, and best for your well-being. Now relax and settle into your stillness. Fall into your natural breathing rhythm. Bring into your awareness. Bring into your heart. And bring into your pelvic bowl your joy to connect with your authentic self and all that is good for and supportive to your authentic self. Envision yourself letting go of useless, unsupportive habits, patterns, and unsupportive connections that impede your deep happiness and your upward trend. Envision yourself finding yourself connecting stronger and stronger there. Finding your joy to reside in what is true for you at all times. Rest now in the knowing that you are held by spirit at all times and that your orientation to life is undergoing a vastly improved change. Let that take hold in your sight, in your heart, and in your life as we go through our session. Great. So we're now connecting with our divine physical and non-physical intelligence to align completely with our own core essence, aligning with the fundamental and essential aspects of ourselves, aligning with the earth, the sun, the moon, with our own mother, father, God self, with our own inherent creator self, and a right placement in the universe. The purest healing source within us is our own deepest aspect. We agree to serve as our own healing agent and to serve from and as our own ultimate inner counsel, the All That I Am. We now invoke, welcome, and receive our beloved Mother and Father God to exact their loving, divine, blessed grace directly into our healing proceedings today. Great. So we're going to begin with healing point number one, our first healing point. So we're going to begin healing low self-worth, unworthiness, sense of unworthiness, healing the belief that I don't deserve to be happy and I don't deserve a life that makes me happy. Great. So we're going to clear this on the deeper unconscious levels. Let's go ahead and also clear any type, any form or variation of this that has run through our family of origin hologram. So this clearing is going to all the members of our family of origin and any of our children, if we have children or potential children. Healing our parents' rhythms of self-sabotage. And their demeaning beliefs and shadow ancestral family projections. Great. So for each of us, we're clearing this through the central nervous system. My main focus area is the spine and all the components, bone and tissue, of the spine, including the cranium, including the tailbone, the sacrum. Great. And we're going to bring in new envisioning for potential for happiness. Great. We're still working on healing our parents' rhythms of self-sabotage and their demeaning beliefs towards themselves and to their children. Sometimes parents, unfortunately, unconsciously pass those demeaning beliefs directing them to their children. Happens to good parents, too. Great. And still clearing shadow ancestral family projections. Great. Healing self-descriptions, self-concepts as unsuccessful and ineffectual, having little to no impact, a sense of powerlessness, helplessness. Inability, the misperception of self as unable to make a positive change, to let go of a destructive habit, pattern, rhythm, and psychological investment. Great. So healing this implanted belief, mistaken belief structure. And we're going to deepen. Right now, we're all going to go deeper a few more layers. And we're going to deepen into releasing our own individual fundamental causes of the sense of unworthiness. And they're different for all of us, obviously. Great. So we're bringing in supportive, energetic encouragement for our systems, our psyches, our souls to clear this mistaken sense of unworthiness at deeper levels now. And let's go ahead and clear consciousness deformations that have occurred as a result of this mistaken idea of unworthiness, of our own unworthiness. Great, let's do some rehabilitation there. And let's go ahead and do a healing in infusing a divine cure for deflection of worthiness, positive self-concept, and knowing that we deserve the beautiful and joyful things in life, qualities within ourselves. Okay, so we're going to jump ahead and we're going to begin clearing healing point number 3. Healing the seductions of lower vibration, addiction, behavior patterns. So right now we're focusing on the seductive aspect of these lower vibration, addiction, behavior patterns. And it's a mouthful. Right now we're focusing on the seductions, on the lure. And there's one other piece of that. There's a charm, like being charmed. And even being put under, if that makes sense. Great, so we're just going to hang out there. That's a good one to clear. I really want to recommend you play this session over and over so we can address this one, all of the processes we're doing, but this one in particular, over and over, taking it deeper and deeper. Great, yeah, healing these seductions, lures. That we experience from these lower vibration, addiction, behavior patterns. It's a glamour that comes from the pattern itself to our conscious mind, hoping to make it go unconscious. So it can play out its little thing. Great. So we're going to keep working on that, even though I'm not going to be talking about it for a little bit. And now let's bring in another process to clear some of these lower vibration addiction behavior patterns. Opening up to new higher self possibility, life investment. Right, so still healing the seduction glamour aspect, and we're also clearing directly these lower vibration addiction behavior patterns. Right, let's also do a third chakra clearing. And what I'm hearing for us to clear there is the energy, the frequency of defensiveness and feeling stuck. It's not really stagnation, but it's the feeling of stuck, with a layer of overwhelm on top of it. Great, so clearing all that. Great, and we're going to continue clearing along the lines of these lower vibration addiction behavior patterns. And we're going to do some releasing of compulsion, the compulsion of seeking our identity there from those patterns. Great, and let's clear this back of the head, neck, back of the head and neck, and the upper thoracic region, and this is in the back. And let's go ahead and clear deep levels, unconscious levels of self-rejection held in the back of the lower part of the head, back of the neck, and back of the upper vertebral thoracic area. Great. So we're going to begin releasing our attempts or trying to cover up self-concept wounding with lower vibration outlets. Great. Let's go ahead and do a discharging of dread. Specifically, dread towards facing what gets in the way of our positively making positive changes. So the dread of taking on that work and the dread of initiating movement in healthy, positive directions. Healing self-concept wounding. Let's clear masked material. And still discharging dread. And we're initiating positive outlook with confidence towards implementing healthy, proactive, and empowered change. Great, let's go ahead and initiate a mental plane recalibration in accordance with all these changes we're making. Great. And we're going to, okay, yeah, we got to stay with this before we do the next one. And just a quick note, I sometimes do some deep breathing when we're moving some big stuff. So that's a good sign. Right, we're going to do some releasing, discharging of disharmonious atmosphere that is not conducive to making changes for the better. And we're going to also do a process for releasing adventure seeking that is based in self-rejection. Phew. Releasing adventure seeking that is based in self-rejection and self-minimalization. Let's go ahead and implement positive redirection away from these types of patterns and towards our unified self, self-respect, integrity towards self. All right. We're going to move on, and while all these processes are going to continue throughout our session, we're going to begin working on healing point number four. So we're going to begin inputting positive role models for attaining the life that is true to the soul, heart, and real identity. Releasing magnification rhythms. Inputting positive role models for attaining the life that is true to ourselves. And we're releasing at the same time negative magnification rhythms, impulses. Releasing devastation effects from the past. Devastation residues from the past. Initiating the healing of deep core instability. Individuation, recalibration, opening to new context for life, inspired from spirit, developing new traction, new grounding in the self, in the soul. Up-leveling, experiencing home in oneself. Designing new optimism, relationship with life. Individuation, recalibration. Designing new optimism, relationship with life. Great. Healing point number two, healing fear of change from the status quo. Development of trust in the new form life will take as a result of implementing positive changes. And letting go of old threads of self-sabotage. Healing the fear of change from the status quo. Healing the fear of looking outside the current structures. Healing the fear of looking outside the current structures to more life-affirming, positive-influencing structures. Opening to the support to make positive changes and releasing dysfunctional tendencies. Enhancing higher threads of care. A I should say, we are forming higher threads of care, aligning with higher threads of care that are already there. We just haven't been connecting, noticing and connecting with them, and we're enhancing higher threads of care, releasing the fear of upheaval that change often brings, releasing the fear of upheaval that positive change often brings. Great. And we also want to do a clearing of terror, a healing, a clearing of terror that we often have of merely contacting our essential self, our essential style, our truth. Sometimes this can be very terrifying because we're overly invested in patterns that are dysfunctional or numbing or whatever. Great. So let's go ahead and do some clearing, releasing of this terror. Basically, deep fear of ourselves, of knowing ourselves and interacting with ourselves on this deeper level. Right, releasing this terror. Okay, this is interesting. We're going to do a healing for of serious impact that we've received from prior deaths, obviously prior lifetimes. Okay, so let me clarify that. Yeah, they could be from prior lifetimes, but they can also be from, because in one lifetime we go through rebirth, birth and death cycles often. Great, so we're going to include both of those types of deaths. So healing serious impact trauma from prior deaths. And we're going to initiate a recovery from emotional impact. We're also going to initiate a recovery from traumatic emotional abuse, trauma, either from this lifetime or prior lifetimes or ancestral or any other area or avenue that I'm not contacting right now that is pertinent. Great. Designing new optimism, relationship with life. Designing a new positive, inspired outlook based in the knowing that we will succeed and deserve happiness. So we're now bringing our session to a close. I'd like to thank you for tuning into Pure Soul Alchemy with Gabriella. It's highly recommended that you listen to this session repeatedly. So just go to the on-demand episodes portion of my show page and you'll find it there. This will deepen the effects of the session and take your healing further with each replay. To make a donation to the show, scroll all the way down to the bottom of the Blog Talk Radio Pure Soul Alchemy homepage and click the Show Extras button to schedule an individual session. And for more information, visit www.puresoulalchemy.com. This is Gabriella Espinosa. Have a wonderful day.